Yeah, I don't think this bloke's ever lined up for anything in his life, to be honest. Morning, Stuart.
That's big coming from you.
I tell you what, it's like he's giving you the cover drive there straight away. He's just come straight back at you.
Mate, hasn't bought a ticket. He's banging me for not buying tickets. My goodness gracious me. Mate, no one rings the NRL more than Jimmy from Freestyle.
You'd know you're working there, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Stuart, you got any T-shirts or anything you'd bring out?
mate, look, I'll see what I can dig out of the closet.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that. The changes to the side, Stu. I was just saying with Berkey earlier, the Australian batting lineup. I don't think I'm any more confident with the supposed six that they're going to go with for this Test match. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I probably tend to agree with you there, mate. It just seems like they've gone, oh, well, we've got to make some changes. They haven't batted well, Wooshka.
Yeah.
Now, I can live with the Lobachang change because he bowls a little bit of wrist spin. I thought his wrist spin in the UAE was really good. So, you know, I can live with that change coming in at batting sixth. And then you're going back to Peter Hanscom,
yeah,
who, in fairness, hasn't, you know, he got 70 in a Big Bash game, but, you know, I'm just, you're going back to something that hasn't worked for the sake of going back to something that hasn't worked. Now, I appreciate they've got a couple of test matches coming up against Sri Lanka, so maybe they feel like they've got to make a change. And who else is there getting runs at the moment? Probably not many. But again, if you haven't got someone that's obviously better, and I'm not sure that Hanscom is obviously better than Finch or Marsh,
yeah,
then why make the change?
Yeah.
Okay, then put your selector's hat on then, mate. If you have to make a change then, well, I mean, Marsh, how far can you give these? How much rope can you give these guys underperforming? Mitch Marsh not getting wickets, not getting runs.
I think we just have to accept that, you know, what we consider underperforming is probably our standards are a lot higher than maybe than in reality of where they should be. I'm a bit frustrated. You give Mitchell Marsh one test and then you say, oh, well, you know, you didn't play in the first two and now he gave you a go and it didn't really work out. Well, mate, I know he shot the second innings, wasn't great. I know he didn't look particularly comfortable against Jadeja at different stages, but I'd be leaving Mitchell Marsh. I'd be pushing Usman up to open.
Yep.
Sean Marsh to three, head to four. Mitchell can probably go at five if he wants. Or you know, Tim Payne could bat at five or six as well, and Lobachang, yep, those three in the middle there somewhere.
Stewie, are we having a reality check at the moment in sort of, in effect, in Australian sport? You know, we're looking at, you know, the rugby sort of going the same way. Have we just not got the talent pool at the moment to contest at the highest level?
I think so. I think that's probably a fair comment. We aren't producing the players. I think you also got to pay credit to other teams around the world that have really upped their ante,
yeah,
and gone out and looked at ways to produce better athletes. You know, I think it happened in swimming about 15 years ago as well, if you think about that. We used to win, you know, if you talk about the Sydney Olympics, we won lots of gold medals, and I accept it's a home Olympics, so you tend to spend more money, but that's sort of changed a little bit. The world of swimming has changed. The world of professional sports, and we're still producing good cricketers. There's no question about that, but so are other teams around the world.
Yeah. Chris Barrett said an interesting thing yesterday. I'll get your thoughts on it, Stewie, and that is around the narrative with Steve Smith and David Warner. And, you know, even 3 weeks ago it was, you know, the shunned trio and the disgraced trio, to the point where the performances of the Test side, even with the comments from Cameron Bancroft and Steve Smith, they're now starting to talk about getting them back into the side, welcoming them back, and Tim Payne started talking about how much confidence these guys will give us when they get back into the side. It's amazing how the narrative has shifted a little.
Well, when you lose, and this is always the thing, mate, when you're losing, you know, you know there's an obvious solution sitting, you know, 86 sleeps away.
Yeah.
We all know what that is. That was my point. The penalties were way too hard.
Yes.
The guys are coming back, and they're obviously quality players. They'll come back into the team when they're allowed to. And when you put world-class players back into a team, things change. And, you know, the Australian public want to see our sporting team, not just the cricket team, but the soccer team, the rugby team, the Kangaroos, whoever it may be, win games of sport. And yeah, we're not doing that at the moment. So you're right, the narrative is changing quickly.
Mate, we've heard the coach talk about the pitch perhaps being a little bit unfriendly. Tim Payne, the captain, has spoken about the pitches being a little bit unfriendly. What are we going to expect for this Sydney deck? And then in saying that, getting the toss, do we win? Do we win? If we win, do we bat? Do we bowl?
Well, I think the wicket will offer a little bit. I don't think the wicket will be a, you know, I don't think it'll be a dour wicket like we had for the first couple of days. But look, it'll be a good batting wicket. And I think from all reports talking to the guys out of Shield cricket, it spins as the wicket as the game goes on, which is what you want to see. You want to see the ball doing a little bit. If it's flat on the first day and then it does a little bit, but you know, maybe the first session or two, maybe a little bit of seam movement, something off the straight, it'd be great. If you win the toss, I think at the SCG you have to bat. I don't think there's any other option when playing in Sydney than that, unless it's a raging green top, which from what I saw in the pictures yesterday, it doesn't look like it.
Did you play in the test? Was it Ricky Ponting who won the toss and elected to bowl?
That was a couple of times, 3 or 4 years after I finished, I think. So, but you know, that was a green top, and I think we still won that test match. But it was a hard wicket. What guys have got to do, and this is hard to do, but you've got to, you know, if the wicket's doing a bit, you're prepared to bat a little bit of time. And we saw that with Pujara in Melbourne. We saw it with Agarwal in Melbourne. We saw it with Virat Kohli in Melbourne. Now, they were only 200-odd at the end of the first day, 220, but they were only two or three down.
Yeah.
And they basically set the game up from there. Now, we've got to be prepared to do that. You know, sometimes you feel as though if we don't get 340 in a day, everyone sort of feels as though we've had a bad day.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, when you had Hayden and Langer and Ponting and Gilchrist and Damien Martin, and all that was fine, but, you know, they were some of the greats of Australian cricket. Some of the guys, you know, are good players that are playing for Australia, but, you know, with respect to them all, they probably won't be classed as greats of Australian cricket.
It's going back to the days of, you know, when a good one-day score used to be like 220.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden now it's gone to, you know, 340. So sort of been embellished with these incredible scores. And you're right, that first day with India batting in Melbourne at 215 or 220, you think, hey, that's been a hard slog. And that's what it seemed like. That was old-school test match cricket, Clarkie.
Yeah, absolutely was. It was old-school test match cricket. I mean, I don't think I was on the radio with Jim. We were bagging the wicket saying how boring it was. I mean, you know, it was hard to score and all the rest of it. But in fairness to India, what they did is they just blunted the Australian attack. They wore them down. It is test cricket. It does go for 5 days, last time I looked.
Yeah.
That was what the game, you know, it used to be about. Now, you can also put a bit of pressure back on the bowlers, but there's different ways to do that. And India found the way to do that in Melbourne.
Yeah. And the next day that the Aussies got resold for 150, so yeah.
Well,
I don't know how placid the deck was.
Yeah. Well, you look, there's a bit of foot marks, there's a bit of rough. There's a bit of, you know, up and down with the wicket wearing a bit. But that is what Test cricket's about, and you've got to find a way to be successful. And India did, and unfortunately Australia weren't up to it.
Is it all about temperament for this game, Stuart? You talked about, you know, having the patience that the Indians have shown in their wicket. Is it all about temperament for our guys going to this game?
Yeah, temperament and self-belief. I think, you know, They need to work out how they need to be successful. And look, they'll all be different. That's, you know, you can't cookie cutter that. There's different ways for people to be successful. But, you know, they've got to be able to put all the demons out of their head and back their own ability and say, look, you wouldn't be in this team if you weren't good enough. And you've got to do whatever it takes and you've got to be prepared to fight. And look, they're all quality players in some way, shape or form. They've all got runs somewhere in some form of the game. So it's not as if they can't bat or bowl. They just need to believe they're good enough.
Should Pat Cummins take the new ball and Mitch Stark bowl first change? That's what Shane Warne is suggesting.
I'd probably give Pat Cummins a crack with the new ball. He looks our most dangerous bowler, no matter when he picks the ball up, old or new.
Yeah.
But Mitchell Stark, if he gets it right and gets the ball to swing, which, you know, he's done it in different stages, but just not with any consistency, he's very, very lethal.
Yeah.
So I think they'll think about it, but I think they'll still give Mitchell Stark that opportunity and Hazelwood at the other end.
Mate, you pushed off the boundary fence. What would have happened if the captain said, "Hey, mate, just take the first spell"?
I never got that opportunity, mate. I don't know what you're talking about. I was always had the ball first change, mate. It was never, mate. Brett couldn't get it out of his hand.
No. Okay. Well, let's go down even to sort of state and club level. If you were asked, if the captain walked up to you and didn't give you the new ball, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm a bit depressed, to be honest with you. If you've been the new baller for pretty much the last 3 or 4 years, you know, and then someone walks up and says, yeah, just bowl first change for me. It feels like a demotion.
Yeah.
It feels like you're not dropped, but, you know, maybe it fires you up. Some people react better to that than others. I'm trying to, it must have happened throughout my cricketing career when, you know, I suppose when the Australian guys used to come back and, you know, you'd be playing Shield cricket and then they'd come back and, well, you know, Glenn would have to take the new ball with Brent or something like that. You'd go, oh, well, that's life. You know, you're probably kicking stones for a couple of overs, but then you just get on with it.
Yeah. Well, I know for a fact at Sydney grade cricket level that you did not get the field that you wanted from your Sutherland District Cricket Club grade captain, who happened to be a wicketkeeper. And as a result of that, the first two balls of the over, you bowled wide down the leg side for four byes.
Four byes.
Yeah. Is that right, Stuart?
I couldn't remember doing that.
That sounds like S. Clark. Through and through.
Magnificent.
Mate, I want a point, I want a cover. No, you're bowling with that. No, righto, I'm bowling this down leg side.
No, it's not my fault he had no idea how to captain.
That's great.
Morning, Shane.
Yeah, big good morning to Shane Duff too.
Good morning, Shane. How are you, mate?
Australia $2.50, draw $5.25, India $2.10. You got a tip for us?
I think my heart says Australia, but I just can't see. The Indians have been, they look very, very focused, look very, very keen.
Yeah.
And I'm just not sure we can find a way to get 20 wickets at the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, on a wicket that will assumably be a little bit placid, it's going to be hard for us, hard for our guys. I think India, especially if they win the toss.
Yeah. Gigging today, Stuart?
I don't know what you mean, Jim.
That's a yes, probably cash by the sounds of that. Thanks, mate. We'll speak again shortly.
Good on you, boys. Have a good day.